All right, hello and welcome. Some thoughts on a Saturday evening. My radio show this afternoon was about occult history. It was about Aleister Crowley in particular, but also the Golden Dawn. And I was trying to link together various strands of occult history. I'm going to keep doing that on the radio show. I'm going to look at one specific person and mention two or three organizations that they were involved in and the links to other organizations. I think that's an important way of developing a mind map over time to look at the 1890s and the early 1900s as a place where the occult and mysticism and all the associated things were very, very popular amongst the British aristocracy. And that's the basis, amongst other things, for the secret societies that developed and the networks that developed in the late 1800s and early 1900s, such as the Milner Group and places like that. I want to look at the Milner Group and at Cecil Rhodes and at All Souls College, Oxford, because there seems to be a passage of attitude, of approach that goes through that. And I want to link together the transmission of attitude and approach and tools and skills. So I want to see where these things come from. Obviously, the Milner Group isn't an occult group; it's a geopolitical group more than anything else. But I think the same principles apply. So the principles I'm using to research the occult will apply to the geopolitical and will apply to other areas. There's a lineage, basically. In the same way that Reiki has a lineage, magical practices have a lineage, and geopolitical thought has a lineage. So once you get into that lineage, once you analyze the biography of somebody in that lineage, you find out who they knew and where they used to spend their time and who they used to drink coffee with, who they used to meet for dinner, which dinner parties were, and which gentlemen's clubs were they a member of. Then you start to have a bigger picture. And the same approach applies to all things, basically. It's all about the people. It's all about understanding the people and where their head is and what their approach is. So I think that's a useful toolkit to have. So I'm developing that for myself, and I'm going to figure out a way to pass on that knowledge that I'm developing and the approach that I'm developing to other people. I'll find a way to make it more general, particularly in the Reiki community. The Reiki community understands lineage, so anybody that understands lineage is going to understand the transmission of ideas process that I'm expressing here. So that's my idea for the radio show, is to focus on one particular person and kind of bring in some biographical information and some information about the organizations they were part of. And then let people do their own research. Ultimately, I can't do more than I do. So I'll do what I can for me in the places that I'm interested in. And other people have to do the same thing for themselves. So that's kind of it for the time being.